Moncrief on News Talk.
According to the august scientific body TikTok, millennials aren't cool anymore. If you were born between 1981 and 1996, you might have noticed younger people pointing and laughing at you. Millennial fashion commentator Lorna Waitman has bravely overcome her shame to come in and talk to us about it. Afternoon, Lorna.
Good afternoon.
Was this news to you that this happened?
It was, because also I am just on the cusp of a millennial being born in 1982. So I just about qualified.
You just got in there. Yeah.
I just got in at the right time to qualify myself. And I was I expecting people to point at me when I'm walking down the street and go, oh my gosh, you're a millennial? You know, I didn't know that this was a thing until somebody commented on a video that I had done on TikTok. And I produce fashion content all the time, how to style things. It was something very simple, universal, everybody could relate to. And there was a comment left saying millennial stylist. And I thought, that sounds a little negative. Mm-hmm. You know, what does that mean? And I had to ask, you know, is this a good or a bad thing? And the person replied and said, oh, it's just styling for 35 to 49 year olds. You know, it's not good or bad. And I thought, oh my goodness. Now, lots of people jumped into the discussion, you know, to go, well, anybody can wear this. And it's about interpretation. And it was funny because now it's kind of spiraled a bit of an interest and a discussion about millennials. And like, are we boring? And that Gen Z are calling us boring because of our ways. And I thought, this is just such a new concept to me. I had no idea that I was being classified as boring as a 42-year-old.
Well, you grew up. That's pretty much all that happened. But like, Gen Z are acting like this is the first time this has ever happened in the history of the world, as young people tend to do.
Yeah, they kind of think that they've invented everything on the internet and the internet themselves in some ways, if you were to look at social media. And I think the differences between generations, culturally, fashion, style, everything, it has always been there. However, TikTok is now vocalizing that. Mm. And now this generation are talking about it so much more. And one of the big things has been about style particularly, which has obviously piqued my interest, how, you know, they say that mom jeans, skinny jeans are totally out and it's all about low cut baggy jeans. And my response is, let me introduce you to Lorna in 2002, when that is exactly what I wore. And so to me, it's like nothing is new. You know, everything is kind of cyclical. We borrowed from, you know, and took inspiration from Generation X. You know, you'd like to think maybe Gen Z are going to be inspired by us, but not really if it comes by
not
TikTok.
Yet. Give
not
it
yet.
What's the deal with socks then? This seems to be the main defining feature between the two generations.
This is another kind of TikTok discussion, that if you are wearing runners, trainers, and you, the TikTok thing is that you would wear a crew sock, which would be taller, and you might pull that up over your leggings, you know, especially that kind of athleisure trend. Whereas the millennial style was that you wore trainer socks, you know, the cut underneath your trainer, so to speak, and you'd see a bit of ankle. Let's put it that way. And I'm obviously, being a millennial, as we've now established, that I quite like borrowing from the Gen Z trend of lifting my socks up over my leggings, but for a millennial reason, which is I get cold ankles.
Yeah, good practical reason.
I mean, very practical. So maybe that's another symbol of us, you know, we're maybe a little bit more practical in terms. But it's very funny. Some of the other things is that we are a generation who really championed avocado and toast.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, and I'm wearing an avocado coloured jumper today just to solidify
like,
my position.
If you consider some generations like fought in world wars, your generation invented a tasty breakfast snack.
They did. I mean, who do we have to thank for that?
I don't know, actually. Who invented
we
avocado
don't know.
And
Maybe
toast?
Maybe that's for another day.
Yeah, somebody did. So, and there's something about the way, like, these differences are just ridiculous. That the way that millennials take selfies and Gen Z takes selfies.
The Gen Z way being that they would, well, let's talk the millennial way first, because we might relate to that a little bit easier, because it's the most simple way, is your front facing camera. So you're able to reverse your camera to take a mirror effect, and you might pile all your friends in, press the button, selfie, lovely photograph. The Gen Z way of doing it is to turn your photo, your whole camera around. So the actual lens is facing you. Prior to doing that, you will have zoomed out. So in any of the modern cameras on phones, you can, you have a 1 and then you have a 0.5, which gives you a big zoom lens. And you will turn that around and hold your camera up and take a photograph facing down. So it almost looks like this huge kind of fisheye effect almost in a lot of ways. And it's been said that this is a Gen Z way of taking a photograph, but I actually see it more as a social media trend in a way, because Instagram themselves, who have a big account called Creators, and it's there to show you how to use the tool and how to maximize it, how to become a content creator. And that's kind of one of the trends they talk about. You know, it's more a photographic trend. And it's the difference between a content creator photograph maybe and a personal photograph. You know, if we're sitting here taking a friendly selfie, you'd take a selfie.
Yeah,
if I was taking something to do with fashion, I'd do it the opposite way. So I think it's just how you use your technology.
Yeah. And does it look much better if you do it the other way?
Well, let's just say on the other way, you would definitely chop your head off in some way. You know, you might get from the nose down. And for fashion, it's become quite an iconic way of making content because you get the full look in. You also get a higher resolution on a photograph because you're taking it with a really, really good proper lens, you know, as opposed to the front-facing camera. So that's really kind of the difference. It can look very good, you know, in a stylized way. But I actually think it's probably looks a bit more millennial than it does Gen Z because it's quite curated. It has a bit of an aesthetic, controversial.
She's pushing back there on that one.
Yeah, I'm a millennial who just borrows from Gen Z trends all the time, you know, to make myself feel young.
The what's goblin mode?
I had to look this up, ashamedly.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking you. I've never heard of this before.
So it's basically to do with, you know, a little bit I don't want to say unkept, but like a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah. I may have slept in these clothes.
Have not bothered a whole lot, you know, and that's been another word that has been coined by Gen Z, you know, whereas me, I just see that as just being a day where I might be a bit tired and I haven't tried very hard. But they've given it a term, and that's maybe one of the things I love about Gen Z is they've actually given a term to things, you know, which is we hadn't really done that, I think, in my generation for sure. But now goblin mode is very much a thing, such as like rotting in bed. You know, that was the other one where you are, you know, you stay in bed for the day and you eat snacks and you scroll on your phone. It now has a term.
Would they not go out and get a job? Oh no, I thought goblin mode was like the way, because a Gen Z way of styling, or at least for a lot of them,
it's
kind of, it was bought in a secondhand shop.
A little bit of, you know, it does have, like to me it's always been a bit more about how it's interpreted as a style, you know, but I guess it's out there for interpretation. And I think I'm definitely learning as the days go by about this generation's terms of reference.
There's a few messages in this. I don't understand most of them. Millennials think that skorts are Sigma, but Gen Z know that skorts are Skibidi.
That's beyond me, I gotta
say. That's beyond me. I get the skort thing. That's hugely controversial.
Absolutely, the current week. Yeah, absolutely.
The rest of it, I think Skibidi was, that term came up there the other week and I can't remember what it means. I'm millennial. I always wore crew socks. But I think that's more because I'm a bogger than a fashion trendsetter. Fair enough. And you get them, you know, you get them cold ankles down the country. Fashion is repetitive over the generations. E.g., during the early 80s, when punk, mod and ska two-tone was in, the tight suit with the skinny tie was cool. Flares were big in the 70s, laughed at in the 80s and returned in the 90s, etc. That is true.
Yeah, I have a hard relate to all of that.
I can relate to all.
Yeah, absolutely.
But say in the 80s in Dublin, you'd see fellas walking down the street with massive Mohicans and the side of their heads shaved. Mm-hmm. And like, that was mad looking at the time, almost to the point of, I'm going to call the guards. Whereas, and like, there was a more distinct, it strikes to me anyway, it was more distinct. That generation's difference was a wider one than, you know, the rise of your jeans is slightly different.
I actually think it was a more iconic statement look from the 80s. And actually, I think, you know, Gen X being 1965 to 1980 was actually a really defining generation culturally, politically, style, everything. There was such a statement about it. In fashion, we had like Kate Moss, Vivienne Westwood, you know, all of those really amazing icons that are really transcending generations in so many different ways through style. And their imprint is long lasting. And I think Gen Z couldn't argue with that.
Yeah, because that generation kind of invented the generation gap.
Really? They absolutely did. Yeah, absolutely. And I think in a lot of ways they invented cool.
Yeah. Someone steps in to say, it's not a zoom. The 0.5 lens is a massive wide-angle lens, the opposite of a zoom. I don't know if that's from somebody from Gen Z.
It's actually
written quite grammatically. Oh, no, sorry. They started the second sentence with a lowercase t. So obviously that is from somebody in Gen Z.
I stand corrected on
that
one.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks a million for coming into us, Lorna. That was Lorna Waitman there, the millennial fashion commentator and stylist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.